Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we remember and celebrate the lives of Saint Simon and Saint Jude. Saint Simon, not Simon Peter. Jude, not Judas Iscariot. Two unsung heroes. That's all I can say about them today as well. They remain unsung. Of the two, Jude, not the Iscariot, asks Jesus this question. Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? There is that secret. Lord, how is it that you will manifest to us and not to the world? Pope John Paul II beatified Mother Teresa. She's just a step away from sainthood, but she is in trouble. Sister Nirmala, who is the lead player in this whole game, is now written up. She has to testify before the court of Calcutta if all the healings attributed to Mother Teresa were for real. In this case, she has healed a woman of cancer. Question: was the cancer healed because of Mother Teresa's saintly powers? Or was it healed because the doctor and the nurses treated the disease and got it under control? The courts may decide on it, but the Pope has already beatified Mother Teresa. But we have a different kind of saint here, Saint Jude, who I do not know if he performed miraculous signs as Mother Teresa may have done, but he is a saint, an unsung hero who saw the Lord incarnate, who walked with the Lord, who heard him speak, who touched him, who with the Lord proclaimed the kingdom as the kingdom was manifest in Jesus, God's one and only Son, who came to bring the kingdom and its news to the world. Lord, how is it that you will manifest to us and not to the world? The question remains. You and I have been brought into God's kingdom by the proclamation of the world, and we live 2,000 years past the time of Jesus' incarnation, his death and resurrection. So it is easy for us. We are already in the kingdom because the word has been spoken to us, and we are sealed by the waters of baptism and made members of God's kingdom. Therefore, we are saints. But the world out there still is asking questions. Questions whose answers they do not know. Although, on the one hand, some may be claiming that they are already in God's kingdom because God has manifested his love and care for the world by his goodness extended to all humans. But the question still remains, Lord, why is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the rest of the world? At this time, as the disciples were walking with Jesus, did they all get the whole picture? Step by step, gradually, by his encounter with them, and the way he was bringing the kingdom of God among them through his actions, they probably had a foretaste. In the other Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, wherever Jesus does a miracle or when he makes a statement, for example, the parables of the kingdom and statements like that, there is a private discourse that Jesus has with his disciples. And they ask him serious questions. Why is this given to us and to others not given? Jesus would say, the mysteries of the kingdom are given to you. So there are two kinds of people here. Those who listen to God's word and by God's Spirit's power enabled to believe in what is being said through God's own words and actions, and others who may yet hear and do not understand. And the disciple is called to make known to the world what God has done. And we have it all together. We've been given it all together. Not only to look at the miracles that Jesus performed, not only to listen to the ethics that Jesus has taught, but also to finally look at the climax where the Son of Man will be glorified on the cross. He will die. He will rise again. And he will empower his creation, his disciples, to go out into the world and proclaim. There are many unsung heroes in the New Testament. Most of them are unnamed. The widow of Nain and her son, we don't know their name. The centurion, whose son was healed, but we don't know their name. Centurion, that's all we know. The Syrophoenician woman with no name. The man born blind, we have no name. The leper, Jairus' daughter. The Samaritan woman, the woman of the well. We just know them by appellations. But these are saints of God. We are unsung heroes. Who cares if you are here or not? You may be placed somewhere in Alaska, or in San Francisco, or by the Golden State, some remote part of Africa. You may have a congregation that is small, insignificant, sometimes uncounted, but you are among people who are the saints of God. Why saints? Called, gathered, sealed by the waters of baptism, nourished in the Lord's Supper, empowered to be God's children, saints who have seen the Lord and tasted him, saints who continue to listen to God, are empowered by his word. Saints though they are, yet sinners. Saints called, gathered, suffering, struggling, asking if God is really with us. Does this God care? If we are his children, if he has answered our spiritual questions, why are we still lingering in poverty, sickness, isolation, rejection, non-acceptance? Yet saints sealed by the waters of baptism, brought to his kingdom, unsung but yet counted by God himself. You know for sure, and I know for certain, the Pope does not know your name. And even if he knows your name, he's not going to count you in, even by a remote possibility, so that someday you would be recognized or beatified. But you are counted, justified, ransomed, cleansed, brought together. Jude had a question: how is it that you will manifest yourself for us, but not to the world? As the saints of God, we face even a more important question. A question people will ask us. As the children of God, people of God, ambassadors of God, servants of the world, people will ask us this question: what shall I do to be saved? Answer: believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized. You and your household shall be saved. That is why we are called, gathered as saints. God grant us the strength to do so, for Christ's sake. Amen.